Good morning. I noticed several of you left your cars running during Mass. You probably thought this was going to be a short homily or something. I find it very difficult to find a more uneasy and uncomfortable notion, thing in the entire world than silence. As Advent comes to a close, Christmas is now just a week away from today. Our lives, for most of us, are anything but silent. We're running from store to store, we're cleaning the house, preparing to travel, baking, preparing for finals week, giving finals. There's practices and there's games, there's work. The list goes on and on. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, we hear of a man, though, who is known most for his silence. Someone who is very much a part of the Christmas story, but nevertheless, someone who is oftentimes in the background. He's hidden away from the spotlight. The Gospel of Matthew this morning, we hear about a man named Joseph. Joseph, who does not have one single word in the entire scriptures. He's completely silent. In the first reading from the book of Isaiah, we hear about King Ahaz. And King Ahaz was a very young, a very inexperienced king who was asked by Isaiah to petition God for a sign. The kingdom of Israel at the time was in utter disarray. And King Ahaz lived in a great fear that his kingship would be taken away from him. And so, not wanting to tempt God, Ahaz remains silent. He doesn't ask anything from God. He doesn't want to say the wrong thing to God. Ahaz is scared. And what happens next? What happens next is that a prophecy is told, a great prophecy, 800 years before the birth of Christ, that a virgin would bear a son and he would be named Emmanuel, that he would be God with us. King Ahaz's silence bore fruit in his life. Silence allowed the great prophecy of the coming Savior to be announced. All of us here this morning are familiar with the Christmas song, O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, O Tannenbaum. The English translation of this song, though, doesn't capture the original beauty of the German language, which was written in 1824 by Ernst Auschwitz in Leipzig, Germany. The original lyrics go something like this. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, how steadfast are your needles. Green not only in the summertime, but also in winter when it snows. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, how often at Christmas time has a tree like you given me great joy? O Christmas tree, your dress wants to teach me something. Your hope and durability always provide comfort and strength. O Christmas tree, that's what your dress teaches me. You might be asking, what does this have to do with Joseph or with silence? Well, Christmas trees are known for their durability, their resiliency. They survive the harsh cold, the snow, the blowing winds, and they also survive the scorching heat of summer. Christmas trees are resilient. Joseph, too, was a man of great resilience. Joseph, too, survived a period of great inner darkness that we heard about in the gospel this morning. A period of not understanding exactly what was happening to Mary. What was going on? After the archangel Gabriel appeared to Mary, announcing the birth of God within her womb, what does Mary do? She runs in haste to her cousin Elizabeth, again leaving Joseph entirely in the dark. We see in Joseph, too, a man of great humility, a durable man, a hopeful man. It's fitting here at St. Wenceslaus that we have the medallion of hope at the foot of St. Joseph. Joseph is a model of hope. There's a great truth to be learned about God in this man, Joseph. In the midst of a world that is so loud and so oftentimes focused on ourselves and our problems, the plans we make for ourselves, Joseph should remind us of the language of God. That language of God isn't of words, but it's of silence. That oftentimes God speaks to us in silence, just like he did to Joseph. In periods of great confusion and darkness, periods of tremendous pain and loneliness, the readings at Mass remind us that God is present to us at all times, whether we acknowledge him or we don't acknowledge him. That God is there when life makes sense, and God is there when life doesn't make sense. God's greatest work, our redemption, and our salvation occurred in the messiest of human and life circumstances, in the midst of pain and loneliness, exile and confusion, and it also happened in silence.